This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira. My brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi, Rasulullah sallallahu is reported to have said, on the first night of the month of Ramadan, the shayateen are chained and the jinn are restrained and the gates of hellfire are closed and none of its gates is opened. The gates of the Jannah are opened and none of its gates are closed. And a heavenly caller announces, O seeker of good, come near. O seeker of evil, stop. Allah has those He saves from the hellfire, and that is during every night of Ramadan. And this is in Sunan Tirmidhi. On the first night of Ramadan, the devils are chained and the jinn are restrained, and the gates of hellfire are shut, and none of the gates is open, and the gates of Jannah are open, and none of its gates is shut. A heavenly caller announces, O seeker of good, come near, O seeker of evil, stop. Allah has those He saves from the hellfire, and that is during every night. And this is in Sunan Tirmidhi. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the purposes of Ramadan and fasting is for us to reflect. Let us reflect on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Because this is nothing, there is nothing in this which we could have demanded and asked for. There is nothing in this that we deserve. This is purely and purely the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another beautiful hadith by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma in Sahih Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people. And he was even more generous in Ramadan when Jibreel alayhi salam would meet him. He would meet him every night of Ramadan to study the Quran. Thus, Rasulullah ﷺ would become more generous than a nourishing wind. And this is in Sahih Bukhari, this is a saying of Ibn Abbas, a report of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who was the cousin of Rasulullah ﷺ, and he used to live with him. My brothers and sisters, this is a lesson for us also to be generous in Ramadan. We be generous always, but in Ramadan to be even more generous and to give a lot in charity. And I always say, give until it hurts. And when it hurts, know that it's hurting only because that hurting is a sign of the weakness of faith. So give until it hurts. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.